Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the captain, your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight right here as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America as well as around the world via the internet and satellite too. And a special shout out goes out to all of our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, not to forget about our security officers, our U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially America's truckers out there. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch, also on MeWe, the same way, Gab, the same way, Parler, it's at the Captain's America. I'm also on Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget to check out our website, the Captain's America Third Watch. Watch.com. And joining us right now to start things out, the professor of politics out there in California, and that'd be none other than Kyle Warren. Aha. There they are. They came out just to do that. Okay.
I love it.
All right, let's say the pledge and get ready. You ready,
Roll? Absolutely.
All right, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was founded with Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we're going to start with this thing out of Columbus, Ohio. There's a video that's shown up now from a neighbor's security camera pointed right at the scene. And it shows the police officer walking up on the scene. It shows the girl with the knife lunging actually at the police officer to begin with. And then somebody took her down. Somebody looked like some guy pushed her down to the ground as she came towards the cop. To keep her from going through that, I guess. And then he kicked her. The girl got up and went over to the other woman, grabbed a hold of her, and was about ready to stab her. And the body cam from the officer shows all of this plain and simple, while the street camera across the street verifies everything that the body camera shown. So in my humble opinion, this was a justifiable shooting, if there ever was one, because that woman had that knife up there, and I mean, that blade must have been, what, 3.5, 4 inches long?
Well, exactly right. And
it was a big knife.
Yes, it was. And this view from across the street by the other security camera gives the whole view. You can see the entire incident unfold, and you can see where everybody is and exactly what's happening. And as the girl with the knife goes over to the girl who's dressed in pink, basically, and then raises the knife, it's clear what's about to happen, and you see the officer pull his weapon, and of course he fires at her, striking her, but of course she died at the scene. They did render first aid, basically tried to save her life. But unfortunately, Captain, this, as you said, is one of those things where you never want to have to see the gun drawn and somebody get shot. But this is the, I think, maybe a textbook case of when something like that has to happen. The person that the girl was attacking with the knife was in imminent danger of being mortally wounded.
That's right.
It's just that simple, and it's a most unfortunate incident, to be sure, but the officer had to save the person's life.
And then, ironically, the very next day, a 13-year-old girl in the same city was charged with murder and a fatal stabbing of another teen.
Exactly right. I mean, we're seeing, unfortunately, a rash of these kinds of things, it would seem. And but again, I think what's really important, too, Captain, about what happened in Columbus, Ohio, was how it has been tried to be shoehorned into a narrative about white police officers versus black suspects. This is just simply not the case in this particular incident. And unfortunately, we've even seen some pretty wild editing of the 911 phone call, which gives a completely wrong impression.
Well, let's go there for a minute, because this is NBC News. This was Lester Holt, and this was his report. And someone edited the call to make it sound like something that it wasn't. And again, this is fake news right in front of us, right stuck in your face. Here it is, fake news, putting it out there as being a factual incident. And what they did was wrong.
Well, exactly right. Exactly right. Because, again, it gives you a false impression, dare we say fake news, about something like that.
I just did.
Yeah, but if you look at it in context, and that's what we're supposed to do with the news. We're supposed to get some kind of context with it. But if you omit that and you suddenly tell people, well, the cops were called, they showed up, they opened fire. I mean, that's not what happened here. You know, they were, in fact, the 911 caller says, this person continues to attack us. They're going after our grandmother, if I recall. And so they've got a knife. They're not stopping, and you got to come.
Valerie Jarrett put out a tweet yesterday with the Black Lives Matter hashtag to it. A black teenage girl named Micaiah Bryant was in a fight with a knife, and the police officer decided to shoot her multiple times to defuse the situation or something like that. I didn't catch the exact words. But Valerie Jarrett is nobody to be challenging somebody when she puts stuff out like that out there. Again, she's changing the narrative of what it was.
Well, sure, and because the gist of what she's saying is as if the girl was standing there with a knife. No,
not
she
true.
Was trying to kill someone with
that's
a knife.
That's right. That's right. She had already made a swipe at somebody, and she'd already come at the cop.
Right.
Yep.
Exactly.
She was taken down by somebody back there in the background, a gentleman. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more to Captain America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Kyle Warren and I will be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Alrighty, welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. I was trying to play something there. It doesn't want to play. So I'll just tell you that you're listening to myself and Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, in this portion of the program brought to you by Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor is part of an integrated health plan that I take twice a day, every day, because of the situation I have with my left ankle and foot and leg. And it works for me because the simple combination of ingredients that are in Relief Factor, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation. Plus, it also alleviates pain at the source by lowering or even eliminating the pain altogether. Now, this product is 100% drug-free. It's 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula. It supports a healthy response to what your body needs to get rid of the inflammation and get rid of the pain. And it comes in very convenient individual packets and supports healthy joints and muscles and healing process, too. Now, you can get this product, the three-week quick start, for $19.95. And all you got to do is go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. And that's how you will be able to get the $19.95 three-week quick start. Order it, try it for 3 weeks. If it doesn't work, you're only out $20. But tens of thousands of people have found relief with Relief Factor, relieffactor.com/captain. All right, back to Kyle Warren, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Mechanical problems there. I couldn't get that to play, and I was too bad. That was going to work. But maybe it'll work the next time. How's that?
Sure thing. Absolutely.
All right. Well, before we get to the callers on the telephone line, the whole narrative here that's coming out from the left about this police brutality and all this nonsense, I understand, you know, the defund the police movement and this, that, and the other, and all that stuff, but they're not telling the truth about what's going on there. They're stuck on stupid when it comes to this stuff, and we don't buy it. We, the people, don't buy it. We see what we see. We saw the video. Now, I don't know how many people are watching NBC News anymore because they're out of their mind if they are. But those people that are watching that, that's all they're going to get. And to them, I guess they figure, oh, this is terrible. This is awful. But if they would just merely go look somewhere else and look at what we saw, what you and I are talking about, there's no way they could agree with Lester Holt.
Well, that's exactly right. And as we've seen, Captain, in these big cases, and especially in this most recent case with Derek Chauvin, the video that was taken was paramount in the perception of the events that occurred that day. But in this particular case as well, the video provides evidence. It provides much needed context, as we were talking about. And yes, it would be very difficult to come to any other conclusion other than person was out of control, armed with a knife, imminently going to cause great bodily harm or death to the person that they had in their clutches, and the police had to act. That's what they're trained to do. So, unfortunately, because this did happen, and it's so regrettable that a young person has lost their life. However, the society, I think, would look at this video and say, This happened, and this training kicked in.
And let me just point out, as a police officer and the training that they go through, they are not taught to, like, shoot in the hand like the old days of the Wild West where you shot a guy in the hand to get him to drop the pistol.
Right, exactly, because, I mean... And
by the way, that only happened in the movies. You drew a gun on somebody, and you got popped right then and there.
Well, right, and, you know, earlier when Joe Biden had said, you know, shoot him in the leg, it showed a fundamental misunderstanding of...
You know how you can shoot him, make sure you can shoot him in the leg?
How's that?
Buy a shotgun. Buy a shotgun.
You fire a shotgun at somebody's leg, you hit him in the leg.
You hit him in the leg, but
you've also hit him in the stomach.
Well, exactly right, but Joe Biden, by saying something like that, creates a false sense of expectation that the police can just aim for their leg.
Okay, let's go to this anxiously awaiting patiently on the telephone line person, which happens to be the unofficial, official, not running for mayor of Clearwater, Mike. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Kyle. You know, it makes me sick for Al Sharpton to get up there and say, oh, we need an air freshener in here to get rid of the stench of the police. You know, for Maxine Waters to say, if we don't get the verdict that we want, we need to become confrontational. And then for the stupidest one of all, Nancy Pelosi, to say, I thank George Floyd for sacrificing his life for justice. George, that was not a choice. I'm sure George Floyd would have much rather preferred to be with us than to quote-unquote sacrifice his life for justice. So, you know, Kyle, I say that all three of those people should be prosecuted on charges for inciting a riot. It's almost like treason. These people are America haters. They're terrorists.
Well, see, people
why
use...
they're in Congress is beyond me. When you're going to say dangerous things like that, you definitely don't belong in Congress. You need to be sitting in jail. And let me know what you think, because it infuriates me. Thank you so much.
All right, let me start by saying this. People use the treason word too much, Kyle. They need to go look up the word treason. The word is not treason that we're seeing here. It's sedition.
Right. Well, I think you're right about that.
Yeah.
They're undermining everything about our form of government, about
right.
how we conduct ourselves. But you know, too, to what Mike is talking about, you know, the Democrats, they know precisely how to put on the full court press, basically. And to have the things that Mike was just talking about, that Al Sharpton said about the stench of the police and stuff like that, or even Nancy Pelosi saying how George Floyd sacrificed his life, they are good at using the terminologies that exacerbate and blow up the whole situation so far because they want to get to an objective. And you know, just the idea of the scorched earth. If you're retreating, but you leave scorched earth, that's one method in warfare to try to slow down your enemy or give them nothing. But in this case, it's like they're scorching the earth, trying to move forward. They're just trying to destroy everything in their path so that they can finally get to their objective. And it's very to say it's distasteful is an understatement.
Well, I'm going to establish something here in the program right now. We've got to stop calling them progressive. There's nothing progressive about what they're doing. They are trying to institute hardcore Marxist principles into America, a.k.a. communism, not progressivism. There's a big difference.
Well, exactly right, and I'm so glad you brought this up. Because, again, that goes hand in hand with the idea that they have to destroy everything. They have to bring it down so that they can rebuild it. And it's the idea of build back better. I mean, I think that's encompassed in that concept, basically. So this is a very, very important thing we're watching play out. I think that, you know, they see the violence. They know that it's wrong, but they think that it serves their ultimate purpose, because their ultimate purpose has to be, as we talked about so many times, Captain, the fundamental transformation at the molecular level.
Fundamental,
right?
Transformation of America.
Exactly.
On steroids, this is Barack Obama 2.0.
That's right. And how they get there, it doesn't matter, as long as they get there. Yeah.
Yep, and you notice now we're starting to get some comments from Valerie Jarrett.
Isn't that something, that she is weighing in on this.
Well, so, she's in the middle of it.
Well, sure, and especially where, you know, some other foreign policy issues are concerned over the years,
All right, now, I want you to listen. By the way, where was Joe Biden yesterday? What was he doing?
Let's see, where was he yesterday?
All right, well...
Was he in D.C.? Yeah.
No, well, he was doing a Zoom call here, but listen to what Joe Biden had to say yesterday to about 30 countries at the climate summit.
The United States isn't waiting. We are resolving to take action.
Kicking off the summit, the president pledged to cut greenhouse gas emissions by 50 to 52% by 2030.
This is the decade we must make decisions that will avoid the worst consequences of a climate crisis.
Mr. Biden promised new clean energy jobs, but many congressional Republicans worry about government overreach and a negative impact on the economy. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Pretty bold statements.
Well, sure, yeah, and to a great degree, too, and this may not be getting a lot of coverage, but there are a lot of, quote-unquote, progressives, right, who aren't happy with Joe Biden and his climate policy. It's not going far enough, that kind of thing. But they're going to use the climate crisis as a major component.
But Vice President Kamala Harris has it all figured out. She says climate change is the root cause of the border crisis.
Well, sure, why not? Yeah, why not?
Yeah, and folks, I couldn't make that up if I had to. She actually said that. All right, we're coming back with more. Kathy's going to give you the phone number. Go ahead, Kathy.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Let's celebrate. Come on now.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The funeral for Dante Wright was held in Minneapolis. He's the black man that was shot and killed by a police officer last week. His mother is Katie Wright.
I never imagined that I'd be standing here. The roles should completely be reversed. My son should be burying me.
The police officer, Kim Potter, is now charged with manslaughter. Benjamin Crump, the family attorney, says the officer should face more serious charges.
If she saw your child, Katie, like she saw her child, then I do not think she would have even reached for a taser, much less a gun.
The police chief in Minneapolis says Potter, who has since resigned, claims she meant to pull her taser instead of her gun. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
All righty, and welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. My guest this hour is Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico, Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O. And Geico has been saving people money for more than 75 years and are currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including me, moi, your humble talk radio host, the captain. Now, you can go to the website, geico.com, and you'll be prompted by a little host there that'll say, how can we help you, blah, 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 and if you want to get a rate quote, for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving, maybe you've got a motorcycle, maybe you've got an RV, maybe you've got an ATV or a boat, you can get all that insured there, right there online, get a quote. And also, don't forget that you can bundle the policy with your homeowner's or renter's insurance, which is the best way to get a big discount, and you will get a discount that way. It'll save you even more money. So, go over to Geico. It's G-E-I-C-O, geico.com. Get yourself a rate quote. If you want to talk to an agent, you can do that too. They'll tell you where your local agent is, and away you go. And you'll save some money, just like everybody else has. And the service there is tre excellente. When I've had to use them a couple of times in the past, they've been right there. Everything was taken care of properly. No fuss, no muss. Everything worked. All right. Thanks very much. Back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, talking about the president and talking about his project that he has, with this climate change thing. There was something else that came out yesterday that didn't receive a lot of press, and I'm going to see if I can pull it up right now. And that's the GOP.
GOP senators unveiled a $568 billion infrastructure plan, one quarter the size of President Biden's proposal. At the White House, Press Secretary Jen Psaki was asked if the administration sees the Republican plan as a starting point for negotiations.
We do. The president has said from the beginning that he would welcome any good faith effort to find common ground.
However, she cautioned that there are many details to discuss and conversations to be had in the coming months. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Now, the key thing here is this is a $568 billion infrastructure offer, counter offer to what Joe Biden has, and it is infrastructure. It is roads and bridges.
That's exactly right, and that's what the word infrastructure typically over many, many decades and decades has meant in terms of what it refers to. So you're right, this is a $568 billion, a five-year package they're counter-offering to President Joe Biden's plan, the $2.3 trillion plan. It's interesting that Jen Psaki would say that this is, you know, perhaps a starting point, you know, a good faith effort starting point for negotiations. You know, Captain, if the Democrats really do care about 2022, which at this point I'm not sure if they do. I think maybe they know that maybe the writing's on the wall on that. But if they even have a hint of bipartisanism in any of this stuff, it might actually help them. But at the same time, we need a real infrastructure bill. We don't need something where anything under the sun you can call infrastructure just because you want to spend a lot of money on stuff that, you know, eventually you think is going to just help you politically as opposed to fixing the roads and bridges.
So next week on the 28th, he's going to give a message to Congress, although Congress won't be there because Congress will be out of session. And this is crazy the way it's going to be. They're going to social distance everybody into Congress, and Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer are in charge of inviting who gets to come.
Wow. Well,
Did you know that?
No, I had not heard that.
Well, you have now.
Yeah, that is a very interesting sort of development because, again, you know, that's, you know, picking winners and losers, I guess, you know, in terms of who's going to have the cachet to have gone to the president's speech. But the simple fact of the matter is, Captain, that if the president would just give a State of the Union speech or give a speech to a joint session of Congress, that might be a different story, but it's because we know of the limitations the president has, we know of what will likely be the equipment that will have to be brought in for him to be able to do his speech, namely the giant TV screen, that kind of thing. It's not going to look good on the cameras, and it's not going to look good if you actually had all the representatives there.
I'll make a prediction right now. He'll be looking down at the floor because the only place they can put that big screen is down on the floor, and he'll be looking down a lot.
Well, that could very well be. Could very well be, and he'll have to really get ready for this speech. And I don't think we'll see him too much over the next few days because he'll have to be sort of revving up for this. And again, it's just kind of sad because normally, you know, the American people expect their president to go to Congress, give the speech, this kind of thing. But because of the obvious issues, it unfortunately continues to exacerbate the whole situation.
Now, did you see who's going to give the GOP rebuttal?
Who's that?
Tim Scott, Senator from South Carolina.
Very interesting. Mm-hmm. Very, well, and you know what, Captain? A lot of times these rebuttals, they kind of fade into the background once the president, whoever the president is, gives the big speech. But I have a feeling that the American people are going to be listening in very carefully because they see what the Biden administration is up to. They see just how far they are willing to go and disregard, really, even the expectations of the voters when they thought they were voting, in many cases, for Joe Biden, a moderate. Joe Biden, who was not going to be, have the tweeting issues of Donald Trump or all those kinds of things that we've heard about. But what they got was someone who seems to be hell-bent on packing the Supreme Court and doing all these other ridiculous things that the American people want no part of.
Mm-hmm. By the way, I'm sitting here being reminded by Benny. Benny and the Jets is what I thought of when he said that, but Benny's actually up in Denver, and he's saying, how about John Kerry and the other folks there got those environmentalists and how they love their private jets and they fly all around the world leaving these big carbon tracks. How about those guys? Well, they'll probably be at this climate thing if they're going to have a in-person meeting, right?
Well, sure, but of course, this is always the way that it's been. You know, you have the big and powerful, you know, folks like the John Kerrys of the world who want to be able to set the standard and set the pace. But yet, that's not for you. You know, you need to live in a 600 square foot place and drive in a ride an electric unicycle or something to for global warming or something like that.
By the way, stocks took a tumble yesterday over Joe Biden's announcement of a capital gains tax hike, and it's a doozer.
Well, of course. And what do they think is going to happen?
41%.
What do they think is going to happen for that? You know, and again, and Democrats have told us time and time again, we're going to raise the taxes, we're going to raise the capital gains, we're going to do this, we're going to have, it's all going to, the estate tax, you name it, and they're going to continue to do it. And yet, for some reason, if they get into power, then it's shocking. Oh my God! Oh my goodness! They're actually doing this. But of course, they want to do that. And unfortunately, we don't have the ability to stop it at this moment. But 2022 is right around the corner, hopefully.
And we have that little autonomous zone where George Floyd was murdered, killed. He wasn't murdered. Sorry. And let's see, yeah, I guess I can use the word killed. But they're in Minnesota, Minneapolis, and activists are refusing to leave the area until their demands are totally met.
That's exactly right. And once the city meets their demands for justice, they say, and have said for some time, the barricades that are there right now can be, quote, negotiated for removal. Some of these things that they are demanding include ending qualified immunity for police officers, ban the indemnification of law enforcement officers, and things of that nature, and then go on to invest hundreds of thousands of dollars into the George Floyd Square Zone through neighborhood associations, invest money for small businesses there, primarily black-owned businesses, according to their statements. So, again, they want a lot of different stuff. They also want to keep the George Floyd Square thing going until after all four officers' trials are completed, we understand.
And by the way, Mike Pompeo gave a dissertation on Joe Biden's world policies and foreign policy, and he just tore it all apart yesterday because we had to go a long way under Trump to get us back to where we were doing what we should have been doing to begin with, and all Biden wants to do is just give us more of the same old, same old. Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics here on the Captain America Third Watch. And when you need to know, Kathy's going to tell you where to go.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and that's our Georgia cowgirl. Found her way down there from New Jersey. And that's Donna Fiducia, and we appreciate her doing that for us. This portion of the program, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, is brought to you by the Pilot and Fine Day Truck Stops nearest you. Now pull on in there, get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee. If you're out there traveling on the road, you just go in there and say, hey, I was listening to Captain Matt Bruce and the Captain's America Third Watch, and he was telling me all about you guys that I could get a free cup of coffee. And if you're a driver, of course, you'd want to become a member of the Drivers Club, because then you get points for all the different things that you might buy in the way of fuel and food, as well as supplies in the trucker store. So think about that. In the meantime, this little tune here goes out to all our friends up there in Michigan.
Somewhere between a boy and man. She was 17 and she was far from in between. It was summertime in northern Michigan. Flashing through the sand. but man, I never will forget the way the moonlight shined upon her head. And we were trying different things, and we were smoking funny things, making love out by the lake to our favorite songs, sipping whiskey out the bottle, not thinking about tomorrow, singing Sweet Home Alabama all summer long. Sweet Home Alabama, all summer long. Catching walleye from the dock, watching the waves roll off the rocks. She'll forever hold a spot inside my soul. We'd blister in the sun, we couldn't wait for night to come to hit that sand and play some rock and roll. While we were trying different things, and we were smoking funny things, making love out by the lake to our favorite song, sipping whiskey out the bottle, not thinking about tomorrow, singing Sweet Home Alabama all summer long.
Oh yeah, a little Kid Rock. All summer long up there in northern Michigan, as he likes to say, right, Kyle?
That's right.
By the way, when was that song around?
I think that was released back around 2007.
All right, yeah. And because he talks about 1989.
Yep.
Right.
Looking back. Yeah.
They're almost like a circle back. Yeah, but not quite. All right, well, here we go, folks, because we got us some rough weather headed into the East Coast today, Middle Atlantic states and the Northeast. It's already cleared most of the Midwest. However, there's still a little bit of residual. Now, lake effect snow, gusty winds, and cool temperatures persist in the Middle Atlantic and Northeast. Gusty winds in the Southwest and in the Plains and portions of the East will produce elevated and critical fire weather threats. Now, snow can also be expected in the mountains and into parts of the High Plains. Severe storms with hazards are expected to develop Friday in the South and Central Plains as well. And this big old storm over in the East is pretty much I-80 south on down to, let me see here, how far down south is this right now? It's down into the Carolinas and northern part of Georgia, so go ahead.
Well, thank you, Captain. We're going to start in California tonight. We've got a winter storm watch that starts up about near Redding, California, and there's pretty much a swatch of winter storm watch that's going to continue all the way down. This is going to be mostly in eastern California. This will be east of Sacramento. It's going to stretch all the way down through Sequoia National Forest, and get down to a little bit north of Ridgecrest, a little bit east of Porterville in California. But, of course, that means it's going to stretch across I-80. If you're coming out of Reno heading west towards Sacramento, you're going to encounter this winter storm watch. Now, there's going to be snow levels between 4,500 and 5,500 feet, and it could be maybe even down to about 3,500 feet by Monday morning. So you want to be very careful if you're in those areas. Snow can be moderate to heavy, and travel could be difficult in most of those areas, so you want to be very careful with that. Of course, that stretches through the Yosemite Valley as well. Have a wind advisory in Southern California near Bakersfield tonight. Also, fire weather watch near Las Vegas in Southern Nevada, also stretching down to Kingman, Arizona. So if you're coming across I-15 or going down coming across I-40, you've got that to deal with. Fire weather warning in central Utah. Also, fire weather watch in western Colorado as well. This is going to be near, looks like Grand Junction coming across I-70. Down in New Mexico, high wind watches, looks like that we're having that as well. But fire weather warning primarily in southeastern New Mexico, near Roswell, Carlsbad. And we'll finish out tonight with Montana. We've got a winter weather advisory right now in the Billings, Montana area. This coming across, of course, I-90, and that they're checking in right now at 32 degrees and looks like snow. So be very careful.
Well, here we go. Let's go out into eastern Indiana and the western part of Ohio. You're going to have freezing cold temperatures there, southern Michigan as well. Snow is going to be intertwined, especially across the lakes in there. You've got a hard freeze warning right now with a dusting of snow across I-80 all the way across to New York City, I might add. Chris Markowski is probably going to tell me how nice and cold it is this morning. I-70 going across from Indiana. You've got snow all the way across the East Coast. I-64, same thing there. I-40, same thing there, all the way from the eastern part of Tennessee, just east of Nashville, all the way over to the Carolinas. I-20 from east of Atlanta, all the way over to Columbia. And I-77, north-south road, I-75, starting up in Tennessee all the way to Michigan. You're going to have bad weather and snow flurries and or maybe a little bit more on the roads. It depends on where you're at. But the temperatures are really cold, really cold. And some of the temperatures are setting some of the coldest temperatures for this time of the year. Now, we do have gale warnings tonight from Nova Scotia on down to Cape Cod. And then we pick the gale warnings up offshore from Cape Hatteras on down to Savannah, Georgia. And I'll tell you what, it's just as nice as the weather's been, this is just really miserable right now, Kyle.
I can imagine, yes.
Yeah.
Very much so.
And, of course, it's gorgeous down here in Florida. Come on down in the 80s again today.
Yeah, that's what you were telling me before. Yeah, so it's been pretty overcast and gloomy in Southern California.
It's really tough when I had to get my car washed again yesterday and open up the sunroof, you know. It's really, really tough.
Somebody's got to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, love that sunroof. Oh, boy. But anyway, the pile and Flying J, folks, if you get a chance, you're out there on the highway. If you're traveling with the kids and the family truckster, if you're out there in an RV, you could become a member of the RV club they've got there and get discounts on the fuel that you buy. Also gather points just like the truckers do because the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is brought to you by Pilot and Flying J. And, of course, they do have that great savings plan for the truckers where you get points for the fuel you buy, the food you buy, the supplies you buy in the store, add it all up, and it comes to another savings down the line. And, of course, the RVers, they can actually get a discount on their fuel because the more you buy, the less it costs in the overall picture. And you get the same thing with the points for fuel and food and supplies in the store. So that can be very beneficial, and if you use it right, it's a just a great way to do business.
It certainly is, Captain, and that's the My Rewards Plus app as well. You can get on your phone. You have it for both iOS and Android. Go to pilotflyingj.com to be able to download it, and you'll be able to manage your rewards. It used to be the Pilot Flying J app, but it's now the My Rewards Plus app.
Yep.
Totally new and improved, and lots of great ways to save.
Okay, and when we come back with Kyle Warren in the second hour, I'm going to tell you where I was yesterday morning when all hell broke loose and the Sheriff's Department and the SWAT group and everybody just came tearing into a place that I was about 100 yards away when this all happened. And we were all sitting there looking at each other going, holy cow, what the hell's going on here? But it was excitement for the better part of 45 minutes for yours truly because I couldn't go anywhere. But anyway, we'll be right back with more right after the top.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.